This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Secret Service officers in Denver sent their higher-ups a warning about a potential threat to D.C. police one day before the storming of the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
A January 5th email obtained by the Center for Ethics and Responsibility in Washington says a concerned citizen contacted the Denver field office to warn them about a man flying to D.C. to participate in protests and incite violence. The tip also described someone else who was reportedly driving to the district with weapons and protective gear. The email included a Facebook post written by one of the men, which said, quote, "We have an opportunity in front of us to take back our country and abolish the deep state once and for all." The Secret Service alerted the Capitol Police to the threat a day before the riot. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Today is the last day coal will be burned at the Martin Drake Power Plant in Colorado Springs. The plant's smokestacks have been a fixture of the community's skyline for nearly a century. Summer Meese is the plant's manager. She says the move is bittersweet.
I get the big picture and understand the need for change and move forward with technology from a 100-year-old coal-fired power plant to something state-of-the-art.
The Drake station will switch to natural gas temporarily as the city moves to renewable sources of energy. Most Colorado coal plants are slated to close by 2030. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 73 degrees right now. The high today will be 90, with a pretty strong chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon. Meanwhile, Fort Collins is at 61 degrees, mostly cloudy. High today will be 89, with a slight chance of rain.